Good afternoon and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy and I'm joined for this afternoon show by my co-host Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Let us begin, as we always do, with our prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Michael.
Yes, Joseph. I guess we'll start off with just a prayer request for Father Rosman. I know he was down at the cathedral for many years down there with you, and in the past years he's been up here with us at St. Joseph. So all of our listening audience and Father Rosman, if you're listening out there, know that we care about you, we're thinking about you, and you're in our prayers.
Amen to that. Okay. Amen to that.
And Joseph, what happened was last week they had the state free throw.
Down at Trinity.
Yes. Well, it moved actually from Trinity down to St. Joseph's. And that caused a little bit of confusion and everything, but I do want everybody, and that's because Trinity was in the PIAA playoffs.
Oh, okay.
So they had to move the location. And I want to do a shout-out to Mike DeLuccia and all his folks, Kelly Brown, who was running the free throw. They did an outstanding job. And one of the things that came up when Mike was saying, you know, like the end of everything.
Sure.
Mike had mentioned something that really struck home with me, and I'm going to paraphrase it because it's not going to be perfect. But what he had mentioned to all the contestants and their families that were there, he says that if you really think about it, they exemplify the principles of the Knights of Columbus, charity, unity, and fraternity.
Yep.
And when he said that, it really struck a note with me, because when you think about it, every young boy and girl that was there and their families did exemplify those principles. So what I did was, Joseph, I talked to three of the families that were there, and we'll go ahead and play that, and then you and I can talk a little bit about what else occurred at the event.
All righty. Let's see if we can't cue this up and go for it.
Good afternoon. We are at the state free throw championship down here in St. Joseph's in York, Pennsylvania. And with me, I have a family from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mount Lebanon.
And your name, sir?
Mitchell Bober.
And your family?
My wife, Lestania, and my son, Shiloh, and my daughter, Marissa. We're here to cheer on our son, Zach, who's here for the 10-year-old boys competition.
You think Zach has a good chance?
I hope so. He's put in a lot of work and did well enough to get to this point, so just got one more leg of the journey to get through.
Okay, what do you think of your brother's chances?
I think it's pretty good. He's been practicing a lot. He's gone through like so much he put in a lot of work just to get here, so I think he has a good chance.
And I know for mom it's always positive, right?
Yes, I'm very proud of him.
And the older brother?
I'm always in support of my brother whatever he does. So I know he's going to do good. He's going to put it all out there today. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and have a safe trip home. We really appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you, and you guys do a great job with Knights of Columbus. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And back, we have another couple that are here cheering their son on, and they are Mr. and Mrs.
Nolan, Jim Nolan, and Melanie Nolan.
And you are from?
Downingtown, Pennsylvania.
All right. And your son is competing in what age group?
At the 9-year-old boys age group.
And he is going to win, right?
We hope.
We do hope, yes. He's worked hard.
I think that's one of the things that we enjoy the most about this, is seeing the young people come here together and be competitive, but also know that it still is a game and it's to have fun with.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. It is. It's a wonderful competition. I'm glad we stumbled upon it.
We want him to have the experience. It's okay if he doesn't win. We want to learn something from it, but we also want him to enjoy it. So, I mean, we're proud of him that he's come this far. So whatever happens is good.
I think that's a big... Are you a knight?
I am not.
Oh. No, that's fine. We'll have to talk you into it. I'll talk to one of the membership guys and get them involved. We'll do that. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and we really appreciate it. And good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm back here with Nolan. We just got done talking to him and his wife about how proud they are of their son, and I think they're just a little bit prouder now. He got 25 out of 25 in his age group, 9-year-old.
My name is Eli.
Hi. And you got them all, right?
Yep, 25 for 25.
And when your name is?
Eli.
And you liked it?
Yes.
You have a good time?
Yes.
The other thing is, it's a competitive age group because the other two young boys that are in there did a fantastic job. So, Dad, you proud of the boy?
Very proud. He has worked very hard, and we have really put in the time for him to become the best he can be in the sport itself.
Want to say last words?
I'm really proud of myself for getting 25 for 25.
Very good. Thank you so much. We'll see you.
Say again.
Good job, buddy.
Nicholas and Amber Osborne, and my daughter is Madison Osborne.
And she's 14.
And Madison, how did you do today?
I got 25 out of 25.
And now you're going to head out for the international competition at Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Michael, that was wonderful with the kids.
Yeah, I like it. I want to apologize to everybody for the audio. Unfortunately, I didn't have our recording system that we use here. Yeah. I just had my cell phone, so everything was kind of, we got a lot of background noise. But again, it was a basketball tournament. That's what it's about. You could hear the families talking and everything in the background.
Oh, sure. And the other thing is, with Trinity High School, where this was originally scheduled, was in the PIAA state championship tournament, so they had to move it. And to all of them that were involved in doing the logistics and getting the move done and notifying everybody, we have to say a heartfelt thank you.
Oh, yeah. Kelly and Mike did a fantastic job in getting everything moved. But they always do. I think our program directors and chairman are really fantastic at the Knights level. A couple of things I wanted to bring out, Joe, was the first parents we talked to, their son Jack, Zach. They,
okay.
The young boy didn't win, but it was a competitive group. They ended up going to 3 shoot-offs before he finally lost. And so he has nothing to be ashamed of. I'll be honest with you. If I would have made 5 out of 25, I'd have been happy. And these boys were shooting 23, 24, and 25.
Yeah, but they don't have an age group for our guys.
No, they don't. And the other thing was, I wanted to mention Eli. Eli was, first of all, he did a fantastic job. He's 25 of 25. The young boy that was right after him, the other 9-year-old, shot 23 out of 25.
Wow.
So that age group was really fantastic. But something that I had noticed after the event, him and his parents, Eli and his parents, were sitting outside, kind of like by the door where people were coming in. And the one boy that was competing against Eli was over on the side and visibly upset about the fact that he didn't win. And again, if you shoot 23 out of 25, you think you got a pretty good chance. But what I liked was the fact that Eli went over to him and talked to him. And I'm sure they were words of encouragement and knowing that, you know, he did the best job he could. I think all the boys and girls did.
Oh, yeah. But to go over and give that young man a hug that was visibly upset, sure.
That's what it's about. And yeah. I think sportsmanship was shown throughout the day. Naturally, if you lose, you feel upset. And if you win, you feel a little bit happy. But by the same token, you could see the sportsmanship and the camaraderie of these young people. And they really didn't know each other because they're all from different regions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the state
competition.
The
first they met was when they walked
into
the gym.
Yeah, they meet there. Sure. So, sure. You know, you might be a young boy from Downingtown, and you might be shooting against a boy from Erie.
Yeah, so you it don't makes know. A difference. Right, you don't
and
know.
And then the young lady that shot 25 out of 25, another fantastic thing. And she was in the 14-year-old girls' age group. And I wish the best of luck to all of our competitors, and I hope that they're all able to win at the Supreme level. That would really be really nice to see some international trophies coming back.
Yeah, it's a good thing I didn't plan to go because I thought it was still at Trinity, and we got company Well, over the weekend, and I just didn't get to go. So, and then when you said St. Joseph's in York, I went, oh, I'd have been at the wrong school.
Yeah, and actually we had two competitors that showed up at the wrong school, and it was because the word didn't get down. I mean, as you can imagine, Mike did a fantastic job. They sent out constant contact to everybody. But when you're sending it out through the entire state, some people did not get the word. And I knew that it was changed, so I called our Grand Knight, let him know to make sure that we had three young people that were there competing. They did not win, but I know they did the best they could, and we're happy for them to make it into the state. Tournament is something really to be proud of. I mean, you've beat everybody at your council level,
mm-hmm.
the district level, the region level, and you lose out at the state. That's nothing to be ashamed of. So,
it's kind of like a high school basketball team. I mean, your first time ever at the Giant Center in Hershey for the playoffs. You know, and you lose by 1 point.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, it is.
That's going to get you ready for next year.
That's right. Yeah. And I think that's what it's all about, is have a good time, enjoy yourselves. And it was competitive. It really and truly was a competitive time. And again, I can't say enough about the state program team. They did a fantastic job. I saw Jimmy Aki was there trying to get guys to become Knights. So the state membership group was going strong.
That's our buddy Jim, always out there working.
Everybody's working. And for some of our future shows, we're going to try to get some of our directors and chairmen on so they can tell you about the accomplishments of the past 2 years during the Kish administration. They've done a lot of good in the state of Pennsylvania, not just for Brother Knights, but for the entire community.
As a whole, you betcha. Betcha. And it sounds like we're bragging, but we're not. We're just paying it forward in whatever way we can.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that you bring up so often, Joe, is that that's what we're here for. We're here to do for others, not for ourselves.
There you go. We're getting close, Michael. Any final thoughts on the basketball free throw?
No, only that I had a good time. It was nice seeing everybody. You know, people say, what do you miss about not being at the state level?
Sure.
And it's the friendship. It's nothing else. I mean, a job is a job, and you got to work at it, and these guys do a fantastic job. And we're not done yet, Joe. We're going to have a second part of the show. We're going to be talking to one of our good friends, Jim Wilson.
Yes, we are. And on that note, let's go to a break. We'll be back to talk to Jim Wilson after these messages. Welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon's show by my co-host, Mike Yakubik. And with us, we have Jim Wilson, Grand Knight of Council 13-100 at St. Catherine Drexel Parish over in the Camp Hill Mechanicsburg area. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Yeah, we haven't seen you for a whole year, Jim.
That's true.
I guess if we're seeing you, it must be time for your annual car show. And I think it's your fourth one, right?
Yes, it is. It'll be our fourth annual.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the car show? And first of all, I guess I don't know if we mentioned it, Joe. Did you say that he's from Council 13-100? St. Catherine Drexel. All right. So we're good with that. That's what happens when your hearing aid is down. You know? Yeah. All right, Jim, tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, this will be our fourth annual show. It will be held on the grounds of the church on Saturday, April 6th, from 8:30 a.m. to approximately 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It will be $10 per car. Anyone that wants to come and visit and walk around and look at the cars, absolutely free. One of the better things about our facility is that we have an asphalt parking lot. So none of these cars, and some of them are high dollar cars, some of them really mean a lot to these individual owners. Our parking lot does not have dirt, grass, or anything of that nature. So people can come in, park their cars, feel really good about it. There'll be plenty of spaces and we'll be able to get them all in at the same time. What we're doing, we're also going to be having a food tent. And our food tent, we're going to be having a package deal where it'll be a burger or a hot dog, small bag of chips, and either soda or bottled water for $10. I mean, for $5. Right. Actually, that's $5, but the admission for the car show is $10.
Now, did the people that come, are visitors free, or are they? Do they also pay a $10 fine?
The visitors are free, and we encourage the visitors to come in. And I'm telling you, a lot of these owners love the fact that, you know, they love interacting with people. They bring their cars there. They want to be able to talk to people. They want to show off the cars. They want to talk about what they did to the motor. They want to talk about what they've done to keep their paint in great shape. So it's a really good event. And like I said, we'll have music in the background, nothing crazy or over the top. But the other thing is too, we also have clean indoor restrooms. So people won't have to use any type of porta potty or anything. They go right into the building. It'll be a nice little setup. If they want to get away from the cars for a little bit, we also have a little rest area where they can, if they want to get their snack or they want to get their food, they can go in there, sit down, relax. We've thought this whole thing out and we're extremely prepared. One other good thing we have this year, we have 12 trophies. And what'll happen is each participant of the car show will get a ticket when they come in, and they will get the vote for the top three cars. And then what'll happen is we have a couple of dedicated knights who will actually do the counts. And they'll count up all the tickets that came in with who they thought first, second, or third would be. And then what we do is we go from number 12 all the way back down to, we have what we call it, third place, second place, first place, and best of show.
All right. So you're actually going to let the people that come in have a vote in the say of who gets the trophies?
All the people that own cars. Now, sometimes it gets a little controversial because some people want independent judges. We're not that big of a show from a standpoint that we have specialized judges. We're a local community church. We're very proud of what we do. We have a very supportive pastor and Father Ken Smith, and we just want to bring people together, you know, come out, enjoy a nice day, walk around, get those quote unquote steps in, look at these cars, maybe buy a burger or a hot dog, just interact with some people and really make it a good, you know, quote unquote family event, make it a good night's event, make it a good church event and a good community event.
There you go. And these cars, you were saying that you have the McAdam parking lot, Jim? That 57
yes,
Chevy is worth a lot more today than it was in 1957.
That is when you look at some of the values today of some of these cars that from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and now even some of the cars from the 80s, the 1980s, the values are very, very high for some of these cars. And like I said, some of the guys can get a little defensive about people getting a little close, or watch your belt buckle, don't lean over too much. But from another standpoint, I'd say about 95% of the crowd that takes their car out, they really do want to interact, and they want to tell you what they did, how long they've had it, what the history is with the car. Maybe a family member owned it, or their dad owned it before them, or their mom owned it, and they just want to share that information with everybody.
Yeah, I know. Cool. I hear that a lot of where somebody has a, when they were growing up, maybe the dad had a 57 Chevy. And after many years, they're in a position where they could afford one to rebuild it. And then they do it just based on the memory of, you know, going on. I remember when I was young, which you don't hear a lot about today for a lot of reasons. One was probably the gas prices, but Sunday afternoons, you just go for a drive. You know, mom would put some chicken in a basket and you'd have a couple little stuff with it. And next thing you know, you're just driving around, you go 20, 30 mile ride and you end up sitting down and having your meal and then calling it a day. And I know we don't do that anymore. I mean, it's just not the sign of the times. But I think that these kind of car shows that they put on kind of brings that back, you know, in our memories. We think about how it was and not necessarily how it is. I also saw a thing here that you're going to be able to have a auction or a basket.
What I'm going to do is everybody that comes is going to have an opportunity to have, we have a company's called Stoner Car Care. And what they did was their local company in Pennsylvania, and they actually were nice enough to donate a car care kit. It's got over $100 worth of car care materials inside it, to include sprays, waxes, a couple of brushes, a big bucket, et cetera. And it all comes in this one big container, and everyone's going to have be able to buy a ticket and have an opportunity to win that basket or win that bet. Yes.
All right. That's good. And you guys also get to make a couple of bucks off of that. So that's good for the council.
And that's, it's true. Because what will happen is one of our bigger fundraisers, you know, it's not, we do a fish fry. We did our last two fish fries. We were very successful. We did two fish fries already this season. And then what we'll do is we'll do the car show. And a lot of times the proceeds will go to, we're really proud of, and we have a bunch of really good guys. We have a core of, you know, it's like anything. We have about 70, 72 gentlemen, but we have a core of about 12 to 15. And that's how it usually is. But every year, the Coats for Kids program is a huge home run with our parish. And a lot of the money that we bring in from, whether it's the fish fry, whether it's our successful Super Bowl hoagie sale, or whether it's the car show, that money goes into that big pool. We do a couple donations, help a couple people around the parish, and at the same time, also do the Coats for Kids. And I know that's a big initiative with the Knights of Columbus from Supreme perspective. And we take a lot of pride in using this, using what we make in order to put this back into, in a sense, the community.
Yeah, and that's on the first part of our show, we were talking to the folks down at the State Free Throw. And one of the things that came up there was, I don't know if you're aware of this, but something all Knights in the state of Pennsylvania should be very proud of. We were ranked number one in the in all the councils throughout the world for Coats for Kids. So that's something that John Coco and the program team should be really, really proud of. But we were rated number one from Supreme for Coats purchase and delivered to kids. So it's kind of great that you guys are doing this. And this is an opportunity to raise money to be able to do things. I think that's something that people need to realize. There's very few councils. Matter of fact, I don't know of any council that just raises money to raise money. They Correct. Raise money for a specific purpose. And Knights have been doing so much good throughout. And I think it's something that we need to think about.
Very true.
Hey, Jim, let me ask you a stupid question. Do you have anything up on a webpage or anything about the car show that we could direct our listeners to?
What will happen is you can go to the webpage for St. Catherick Drexel. Unfortunately, I feel bad. I don't have it written down for me at this particular point in time. I have gone to a number of the on social media. I believe you can also go to the Facebook page. If you type in St. Catherine Drexel, you can go into the Facebook page. There are a number of car clubs in central Pennsylvania. And honestly, from an advertising perspective, what I've done is I've gone out to those car club pages. And in particular, we have one of our very, very active Knights is a senior leader of a group called Blue Moon Cruisers. And he's taken our information, he's taken the flyers, he's spoken up in their meetings, and they're a fully organized group, a very large group in Pennsylvania. And from what I understand, I think they have representation in maybe 48 or 49 states in the United States. Their club is so large. So what we do is we get the information out through car clubs. We get the information out through our parish. I did do Catholic Witness, I believe, also accepted our flyer, and they said that was going to be in there also.
It was in the, I know it was in the Witness because I saw it this morning on the digital version when I first got up.
Excellent. And I'm real happy that that's out there at this point. But advertisement, and that's also huge. It's number one, getting word of mouth. And if people went with it in the past and they thought that the show was good in the past, they get the word out to other people and they end up coming back. And that's what you hope for. But gentlemen, the number one biggest issue is weather. It's always weather.
Yes.
Fingers crossed. You have to say those extra prayers. You have to hope that the weather holds. And the fact that we're doing it a little bit earlier this year gives us a buffer that we can maybe do it later in the summer or in the fall if we do have a bad weather event that day and we can actually postpone it to move forward.
Okay, and I think the date is April 6th.
Yes,
from
sir.
8:30 in the morning until 1 p.m.
That's
St. Catherine Drexel, which is located at 1 Peter Drive, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, 17050, in case you have to use your GPS to get there.
We will have a couple of signs up at some of the intersections, and you'll be able to see a couple of arrows and things of that nature, because Our parish is tucked away a little bit in a residential neighborhood, and it's very quiet back there. But like I said, the good part is, you know, we have plenty of room. We have a supportive council. We have a supportive grand night. And it's, again, a community comes out. We want the community to come out. We want the people to come out, the families come out, the little kids come out, take a look at the cars. And then just people, bring your car out. All makes, all models. Everybody has a story, and they always have a story to tell. And a lot of those stories are told through the cars they drive and how they drive them and why they drive them. And the debates about a stick shift versus automatic. This car is worth more. This certain type of Oldsmobile is worth more than this certain type of Pontiac, et cetera. And it's great to hear. And even some of the debate that people have amongst why they prefer a Ford, why they prefer a Chevy, why they prefer a Dodge over a certain type of car. And it's great to hear that interaction.
Yep. I hate to cut you off, Jimmy. You were getting up against the clock here for the 13 minutes. I want to thank you for coming on, along with Mike Jakubik, Jim Wilson. I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. God bless.